Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. Praise God. Don't let nothing worry you. The Bible say we should not worry. He said, don't we see how the flowers, how they reel and rock and they don't worry? We should not worry. Praise God. I say to you tonight, don't worry. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. You find the devil trying to bring worry in your life, command them to go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God, praise God. That's one thing we need to keep in our memories. We need to sing unto the Lord. Oh, if we can just get it down pat and not let the devil shut our mouths. We need to sing unto the Lord at all times. We need to learn how to worship him even in the good time, the bad time, we need to worship him. When we're just walking along, when we're just driving along, oh, praise the Lord. Just keep a song, praise God. Keep a song in your heart, praise God, because he's worthy. Yes, he is. God, oh, if we could just learn what God wants us to do, praise God. God wants us to just praise him. Stay in an attitude of praise. I don't care what you're doing, whether you're working. In the back of your mind, praise God. If you just keep a praise there. Man, that's widening up the enemies. Praise God. Oh, just praise the Lord. When you're not even thinking about praising, that song will come into your heart. And you just start singing unto the Lord. Praise God. That's a blessing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Well, you are listening to God's Savior's program coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. God's favors are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Oh, God is so good. God is so good. Oh, if we can just fathom the depths of his love. Oh, we just don't understand it because it's so deep, so deep, so deep, so high, so wide. Praise God. Nothing can compare to the love of God. Hallelujah. Nothing can compare to him and all that he is and all that he does for us. He's God. He's God, and there is none other beside him. Praise God. Oh, we give him all the glory tonight. We give him all the honor tonight. For he's worthy. Yes, he is. He's worthy to be praised. Our God. Our God. Our Father. Praise God. Oh, glory to his name. Our supplier for our needs. Oh, praise God. He's everything, everything that we need that pertaineth to life and godliness. Praise God. Oh, what a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, when we get up in the morning, it's another blessing. Oh, when we're walking along the day, another blessing. When we can lie down in our comfort zone, that's another blessing. Praise God. When we can go to bed and our stomachs are filled, praise God. Hallelujah. That's another blessing. When we can lie down and know that his presence will always be there with us, that's another blessing. Can you count your blessings? No. They are more than we can even explain. They are more than the sand on the seashore. His blessings for us covers everything that we need. The blessings of God. The blessings of God. It's more than we can even think in our little mind. Our mind cannot comprehend it. Praise God. So we just need to bless God at all times. Bless him. Bless him. And as we bless him when we walk alone and see others, bless them as well. Bless them. You ought to bless everybody you come in contact with every day. Say, I bless you in the name of Jesus. Oh, and see how God will turn that blessing back to you. God wants us to bless people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless people. Praise God. Let's pray. Praise God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is your kingdom, your power, and your glory. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come, Father God, with thanksgiving, God, and praise unto you and adoration unto you. Father, because we know there is no one else, God, like you, Father God. We know within our hearts, our mind, and our soul, God, no one can do, God, what you have done, oh God, for us. You are a mighty God. You are a healer, God. Oh, God, in the time of sickness, God. God, you're a provider in the time of need, oh, God. God, you, oh, God, you created us, oh, God, and you have loved us with an everlasting love. Someone tonight, God, may be listening to this program, and, oh, God, may be feeling a little down or a little sick tonight, God. But, God, I know you can reach way down, God, and you can take that what painful out, God, and, God, you can, oh, God, make a new, because you said you are, oh, God, renewing our inward parts daily. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God, I know, God, that you are a provider. If they stand in need of anything, God, you said you will supply every need, Father. Oh, Lord God. And God, I know, Lord God, Father God, there may be a wayward child tonight, God. But God, I know you can draw them in. Because you have also gave us that example, how you pull that young man from the hog pen. Oh, God, thank you, Father God, and you can do it again. And you can do it again, and you can do it again, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Father God, that you have shown us, oh, God, Father, in the name of Jesus, how you went about healing the sick and delivering. You can deliver those from alcohol and drugs, God. Yes, you can, oh, God. God, there is nothing, God, oh, God, yes, God. There is nothing too hard for you to work out. You can work out that marriage, oh, God. God, that marriage, God, that is going astray, God, that marriage seeming though they lost its love, God, you can place your love there and revoke that thing, oh, God. And God, cast out every epitome of the evil one. Oh, thank you, Lord God. The devil does not have the authority. You have all the authority, Father God. God, we praise you tonight, God. We give you the glory, God. We give you the honor, God. Yes, God, for you are God, God. There is nothing, God, you can't do. God, there is nothing you won't do, God, that is if it's in your will, God. And we pray, God, as we believe you, God, it's all in your will, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for every heart, God, that's going to come in, God. We thank you for every mind, God, going to be set right, God, with a new mindset, God. We thank you, Lord God, for every hand, whatever they touch, oh, God, they're going to be a blessed, God. Thank you, God, for every feet, oh, God, that travel, oh, God. Oh, God, that the ground that they travel on going to be holy ground. They're going to be blessed, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, there may be a daughter, a wayward daughter somewhere out there, God. Lord, I know that mother heart is hurting, God. And, Lord, I know you can draw that daughter in, God. Oh, yes, Lord God. Bring love between the mother and daughter again, God. Oh, yes, Lord God. Bring love again, oh, God. Help her to love a child again, oh, God. And, Lord, there may be one pregnant out there and want to, oh, God, get rid of the baby, God. But, God, we say no to abortion. The devil is a liar. She will have a baby and love it and keep it. It says you have loved us, oh God, with an everlasting love, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for that love, oh God, that never faileth. Oh, Lord God. Oh, what a mighty love that is, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, it picks us up, oh God, when we are down. Help us and helps us to run on, oh God, in your name, to proclaim your goodness and your mercy. Oh God, look on those behind prison walls, oh God, wherever they may be tonight, oh God, or whenever they may hear this program, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, all across this country, God, those behind prison walls, oh, God, touch them, oh, God. You got them between a rock and a hard place. Whether they are in the quarters, whether they're in their room, oh, God, or whether they're on the field playing, wherever they may be, God, oh, God, we bring them before you, God. Because you know some, God, those are your children as well, God. They may have failed, oh, God, in such a way, oh, God, that land them behind prison walls. But, God, you got a great purpose for them, God. And, God, you knew where they was going to be before they went there, God. And, God, I know that you was going to get to find that you knew that time, God, when they was going to turn to you and call upon the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, in that name is power. That they will say the name and say, Jesus, here am I. Touch my life where I've sinned and come short of your glory, Lord. And God, you'll give them peace that passes all understanding, Father. Yes, give them that peace, God. Oh, God, somebody behind prison walls, oh, God. And, Father, bring healing to their mind. Bring healing to their hearts, oh God. For Lord, oh God, it's been a rough battle, but you're going to give them that peace that passes all understanding. Oh Father God, oh in the name of Jesus, I lift them before you tonight, God. Oh Father God, oh God, oh God, oh God, from the farthest corners of this earth, oh God, from the north, the east, the south, and the west. Touch, God. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for you're so good and you're so kind to us, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, sweet Spirit. Oh, Spirit of the living God. Reach way down, God, into our lives, into every prisoner's life, into everyone that's sick. And, oh, God, draw us, oh, God, closer to you, Father. And, Lord, we're so grateful to you for what you do. We are so grateful to honor you and say thank you. Because you say in everything, Father, to give thanks. But this is the will that concerneth you. We're glad, God. We're glad, God, you gives us the opportunity. Thank you, Father, to come to you. Thank you, Lord. You don't shut us out, but you bid us to come. Father, thank you. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Praise God. God is good, people. You better believe it tonight. God is good to us. Praise God. And he said he won't let nothing come up on you no more than you can bear. He'll keep you, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, I'm going to let my co-host come, Sister Peggy Bynes, which I'm so glad to have here with me. And then I'll be right back, praise God.
We just want to thank the Lord that this is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073, area code 504-347-5797 is our phone number. To listen to our program, please call a friend and tell them. Area code 714-409-0578 is Block Talk Radio, which we broadcast through. Excuse me. Friday night, we have Victorious Living, which is part of God's favorite radio program. At 7 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of this wonderful program. So be sure and tell a friend about Sunday nights at 7 and Friday nights at 7. Be a great listener, and you call that number, 714-409-0578. Press 1 if you'd like to give a praise report or request for prayer, and you will be blessed. tonight, our prayer requests is quite a few. I have three friends that's very sick. My own sister, Judy Pereira, she has had a heart attack this week and go through some bypass surgery, which they're going to put stents in on Monday, the 7th of November. And we just ask you to pray for her family. And, of course, I have a friend that's having both breasts removed tomorrow for breast cancer. May she have a quick recovery. And also another friend that has a kidney that has to be removed because of cancer. Seems like cancer is spreading throughout the world. A friend of mine, her bone cancer has come back. Just think what God can do. He's our healer. We have to give everybody hope. We have to give everybody a promise of God and hold on to that. Yes, there's many other sick ones in this world. And of course, we have to pray for our neighbors, our friends, our children in schools, our school teachers, our officers and government. And let's pray for our nation. Our nation needs prayer. And we do need to pray one for another because God loves us and God has commanded that we would pray for one another. It will help us to go on. And Psalms 119:49, it says, remember your promise to me, your servant. It gives me hope. When I suffer, this comforts me. Your promise gives me life. Proud people always make fun of me, but I do not reject your teachings. I remember your laws from long ago, and they comfort me, Lord. I become angry with wicked people who do not keep your teachings. I sing about your demands wherever I live. Lord, I remember you at night, and I will obey your teachings. This is what I do. I follow your orders. And that's what we have to do. We have to follow God's orders in order to get our blessings, in order to reach someone, and in order to get our healings. Yes, we have to follow his orders. Remember to share that with a friend this week. Remember to share it with yourself within your daily duties. Just think about it. I will follow your orders, Lord. Think about what God has done for us. Share it with a friend. Be glad. We are so happy to have you listen tonight. And share it with a friend because that is what God's favorite radio program is all about. It's sharing the good word with friends. And Victorious Living on Friday nights, it's wonderful that we can take and have good people just give God's words as an encouragement to others. We thank you for listening. Call someone and tell them to dial that number, 714-409-0578. We love you. Thank you. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you, Sister Biden. Thank you so much. Tonight, I want to speak to you on the sheltering of our God and the comfort of our God. And I want to bring this message tonight because we are entering in two great months, the month of November, which is Thanksgiving, and the month of December, which is Christmas. And you know, sometimes in these 2 months, there is so much going on. And it seems as though that there's so many tragedies before the end of the year, before the year end. It seems as though so much takes place. I know I experienced a harsh time right at Christmas, 2 days before Christmas, when my husband was killed. And we experience, and I've heard of people right at the touch of holidays, people experience great difficulties, go through great times, can't even buy their Thanksgiving dinner or a Christmas dinner or whatever the problem may be, the tragedy may be, whatever you may be going through. And I just want to encourage you at this time of the year that we are stepping into, because we're about to get into high peak season. And we just want to keep a song in our heart, and we want to keep Jesus on our mind, because we can get caught up into things and just lay him down. Thank God that he loves us so much, that he understands us. Praise God. We're going to look at Psalm 61:3. For thou hast been a shelter for me, David said, and a strong tower from the enemy. We must keep God's word upon our hearts during this time. If we rely more on what we are experiencing, God wants us to call unto him like the old prophets did. They called unto God. They sought God's heart. Just like David, just like Jeremiah, and many other ones. It showed in the word of God how they called upon the Lord in distress times, because guess what? We're going to have some difficult times in life. And I'm not saying that you that's listening to this program tonight, you're going to go through something during the next, but I don't know, you may, these next 2 months. Praise God. But I do know at this time of the year, so much takes place. Praise God. And we are depending upon God. If we are depending upon God, we will trust in him. And if we believe in his word, believe on Jesus Christ, his son, and what he has done for us, he wants us to know we are covered by his grace and by his mercy. God wants us to know during these difficult times that we are in his love. We are wrapped up. We are wrapped up in his love. See, if we walk with Jesus before something happens, we can walk with him when it happens. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wants us to know how awesome that love is toward us. That's what he wants us to know. How awesome his love is toward us. How it is extended. See, his love just don't come and die. But his love is extended throughout eternity long. Praise God. That there is no end to that love. Praise God. We have to recognize that there is no end to God's love. Praise God. Let's go over to Proverbs, another scripture. Praise God. Proverbs 10:12 says, praise God, hallelujah. God's love is extended to us that we can rely upon him. He said, hatred stirs up strife, but love covered all sins. We should mark that in our Bible. Love covers all sins. God's love covers all of our sins. That's how much he loves us. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Isaiah 43:25. Praise God. Hallelujah. 43:25 said, I, even I am, that blotted out thy transgressions for my name's sake, for my own sakes, and I will not remember your sins. You ought to mark it in your Bible. God said, I am the one that blotted out all of your transgressions, and I won't remember them anymore. Praise God. Everyone should make a note of that. You don't think God knows that you sin daily? Oh, yes, do he wouldn't have said it. Oh, praise God. But he's willing to blot it out when you come to him and walk with him daily. God's love is not just for today. It's forever and ever and ever. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I think that's been awesome right there. If we were shutting down this program right now, just those two scriptures have been enough to let us know that we should let nothing come in and separate us from the love of God, because he loves us so much. Praise God. Praise God, praise God. That is awesome. Praise God, I love it. I love it. Praise God. Hallelujah. How God think of me and my sin. Because I admit I sin daily. And I come short, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. But he's willing to throw it away and cover them and not forget them. That's how he shelters us. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? Man will throw your sins up in your face. Man will look at you and laugh at you in your face and say, don't you know what you done yesterday? Don't you know what you said to me? Don't you know how you hurt my feelings? We hurt God's feeling every day. Does he throw it up in our face? Only if your flesh condemn you. You are condemned, but God don't condemn you. He loves you. Praise God. Praise God. Hebrews 43:5 said, praise God. I'm sorry, not 43. We don't have a 43 chapter. Hebrews 13:5. Thank you. Hebrews 13:5 said, let your conversation be without covetous, and be content with which things as ye have. For he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I think that's another great word that we should underline in our Bible, because it's in so many places. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Praise God. God himself has made a personal promise to us. Yes, he has. That's a personal thing. God saying, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And in verse 6, he lets us know that there is no higher power that we need. There is no one else that we need. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is serious tonight. When you look at God's word in that order, praise God. God said, I will never leave you. I'll blot out your sins and never remember them no more. What else do we need from God? I think that's quite a bit, don't you? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, people go on just like God is not here, but he's here always. That song plays sometimes. That's why I play this tape, because it's along the lines that I'm talking about. She sings that song about he is here. He is here. God is here all the time. reaching out to us in all our frailties, in all our shortcomings, in everything that tries to beset us. Look at Joshua. The book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 5. There shall not anything be able to stand before thee all the days of their life. That's what he told Joshua. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. And guess what? I have my name there. I stand on this word. And he said, I will not fail you, nor will I forsake you. I got mine and I'm the line. I don't know about you. I put my name there. Praise God. He said, Vivian, all the days of your life, I will not fail you. God won't fail me, y'all. You ought to say it out there. God will not fail me. And God said, Vivian, I'll always be with you. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, glory. Look at verse 9 in that same chapter. Praise God. I have, Vivian, I have commanded thee to be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever you go. Oh, my God. I got it underlined. I got my name there. Oh, praise God, because I'm standing on it, believing God, knowing God is there with me wherever I go. Whatever comes my way, he will never leave me nor forsake me. Praise God. God won't leave you in these days, in the times of trials, in the times of tribulation, in the time that you think not. The devil going to come in and try to try you. He's going to try to buffet you. He's going to try, yes, to make you bow down. But you got to have this established in your heart, knowing that God's going to be with you. Praise God. He's with me. Say that with me. He's with me, and he'll never leave me nor forsake me. Praise God. Oh, wonderful God. Awesome God. Awesome God. Awesome God. Praise God. Well, let's go to Psalms 144. Praise God. Psalms 144. It says, 144:2. Psalms 144:2. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good to us. God is good to us, y'all. We just need to know how to stand on the word of God and believe it. Like I say, my name is there, and I stand on it. I believe in God going to take me from one end to the other. He won't leave me. What I say, 144:2. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdued my people under me. Let me tell you what that means. Praise God. God is all this to us and more. Praise God. To obtain this help, we must believe in what he has done for us on the cross. He has paid a great price for us, to all us who believe. Praise God. He is. This verse just told us who he'll be to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. He's our tower, our deliverer, our shield. Oh, praise God. I'm going to tell you what that means, too. Praise God. That tower, that shield. But first, we're going to go to 2 Samuel. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. 2 Samuel 22. Let's look at that right quick. 22:3. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 22. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield, the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. God is going to keep us, if you stand on this word, I believe God is going to keep you from the rock suggests an unmovable might. That's what the rock stands for. It is often used for God's glory as being the strength and protection of his people. The shield, of course, is for defense, while the horn is for attack. Praise God. And that's why he tells us to put on the whole armor of God. The high tower signifies a place of refuge, praise God, which saved us, the blessed one, from the violence of the enemies. Yes, we have it. We have it if we put on that whole armor of God and stand and believe in God is going to protect us and carry us through every trial, every circumstance. And then that shield is going to ward off the enemy. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. The shield is going to ward off that enemy that comes against you. But, oh, God will move him out of your way. Oh, and he cannot cause a disturbance there. You know, many times in our lives, I must say, many times in our lives, the devil wants to come and attack us. But God, you got that shield on, and God is protecting you from a lot of things that you could go through in life. I do believe that. I do believe that the devil wants to throw darts at us and cause us to bow down every day, every minute if he can. But, oh, thank God for that high tower. Thank God for the shield. Thank God that he is the rock that protects us, oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And you know the psalmist, praise God. The psalmist, praise God, he was like that David. David recognized who his God was. Praise God. Hallelujah. Here we go to Psalms 119. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Psalms, and during this time, another thing I want to say, during this time, the next 2 months, I think we just should stay in the Psalms and just let God bathe us through the Psalms to comfort us and to give us peace. Comforter, he's our comforter. And just give us that peace. Praise God. Psalms 119, praise God, 49 and 50 said, praise God. Oh, glory to God. I'm just excited about it. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God is to me. Praise God. Psalms 119, 49 and 50 says, praise God. Sister Peggy, you want to read that? Praise God. Psalms 119, 49 and 50.
Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word has quickened me.
Praise God, praise God. See, that's why I say you got to put on that whole armor of God, because that word is going to quicken you, and that word is going to comfort you. So all during these months, praise God, when everybody is in the hustle and bustle, praise God, hallelujah. If you go back over there to Psalms 23, we can all the way go back to Psalms 23, praise God, and look what David said in Psalms 23, praise God. Psalm 23 and 4 says, praise God, hallelujah. Psalm 23 and 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I don't care how deep this thing is that may come up on you or you are walking through. I don't care how it may seem. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou is with me, thy rod and thy staff. They comfort me. Come on, somebody. Their rod, I mean, God's rod and got a rod and staff that's going to comfort me through anything. You got to rest upon the comfort of God. You got to rely upon the comfort of God. Psalms 27 is our protection. He talks about our protection. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is our protection. Truly. He will protect us if we rely upon him. Many times people are just, I just say it again, are forgetting about God. They are not relying upon him. They are not trusting him. God is a mighty God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 91 also is another chapter, not a chapter, but a psalm. That we can just rely upon and get in that Psalms and know who is our shelter, know who is our rock. Praise God. Psalms 84 and 11. I'm going to turn to that. Psalms 84 and 11. Praise God. Hallelujah. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. Listen to it now. Somebody better hear me. Go back there again. Start back over. See, I just love the word of God because it bathes me. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Oh, God. Oh, God, you're speaking to us tonight, God. Oh, God, you're trying to get our attention tonight, God, and let us know, God, who you are to us in this, in everyday, God, in everyday walk, oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. He's our sun and shield. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms 144 and 2. Praise God. Did we go to that one? Psalms 144 and 2. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed God, hallelujah, hallelujah. I think we read that one, didn't we? Yes, praise God. But all these scriptures are so, so important to my spirit, man, that I'm giving you tonight. Praise God. Oh, praise God. We're going to go to another one. Praise God. In 2 Samuel, praise God, hallelujah. Do we go to 2 Samuel?
Yes.
Okay, and then we're going to go to Isaiah 32 and 2. 32 and 2. Praise God. Oh, gracious God. Oh, gracious God. God is good. God is good. God wants us to know. He don't want us to be ignorant. That's what he told us. And I wanted to bring, God does not want us to be ignorant of his word. Of him. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wants us to know in every way who he is and what he is to us. Praise God. Sister Peggy there, you want to read it?
Isaiah
32 and 2. Praise God. Hallelujah. Read that verse. Praise God.
And a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind and a covert from the tempest. As rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Isaiah 32 and 2.
And let me tell you who this man is. This man is the man Christ Jesus. As well, the world is a dry place. You know, everybody's not saved. So they are dry places. But this man, Christ Jesus, praise God, hallelujah. Spiritually speaking, he will be rivers of water in those dry places that will cover this world. See, God is all over this world with the knowledge of the Lord as the great rock, and his shadow will cover the entire eternity of this earth. Praise God. So you see how good and how deep God's love is toward us. God loves and is willing to cover the entire earth. This man, Christ Jesus, that's why he died. He died for the whole world. Praise God. He died for the whole world, that he wished that none should perish, that all should be saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we got to pray for others and look for the comforting of God for others. Praise God, that God will shield and protect us. Praise God, from all the fiery darts of the enemy. Praise God, because the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to go to Psalms 91. Praise God. And that's in God's care. In Psalms 91, it's all about being in his care. Praise God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Do you hear? He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. That's what David said. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. God will deliver us. God's word is true. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. I'm bringing up these words that I mentioned to you before in the message. The shelter, the shield, the buckler, the comforter, who God will be to you and is being to you. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, for it shall come. Yes, there are going to be terror. But don't be afraid for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. You don't know when it's going to come. We don't know when it's going to come, but we know that the devil is going to bring and try to tear down and uproot. Praise God. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but none shall come nigh you if you covet. Praise God. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. But thou shalt give the angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. God going to give his angels to keep you in all his ways. Praise God. Praise God. Don't let anything take your joy from the Lord at this season. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad in him. Read the rest of Psalm 91. Let him comfort you. Let him give you the peace that passes all understanding. Praise God. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace. I thank you tonight for listening. May you be blessed. Come walking into this season with all spiritually and heavenly blessings. Don't let anybody steal your joy or anything. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. And God promised. I just read some of his promises to you. His sheltering and his comforting peace will be yours. In Jesus' name I pray. Be blessed now and be back here with us next week at the same time. I love your name. Bye-bye now and have a great night. Praise God.